Glad to be back here again. I'd like to ask you to visualize a dark night with a bright searchlight shining, and you standing in the darkness, looking out away from the searchlight into increasing gathering night as the dimness of the searchlight grows more and more. And every now and then, in one place or another, you'll see shining a reflection of the searchlight. As you see that shining reflection, it might be in a reflector, it might be a white post, it might be something that reflects not quite so well. But each reflection will give you the impression that you are looking at something that is light. You won't know where the light's coming from, so you'll say, oh, that's another light there. The night is full of lights. But all those lights are coming from behind you, not from there. They're only reflecting what is behind you. In your desire, because of the darkness, to find a light, to find something that will help you to see your way, you will go further and further toward those things that are reflecting. This is the nature of our existence in this world. The light, in our case, comes from the brain. It comes from the inner self, and it shines outward into the unknown, which we can call the darkness. When we read the Sanskrit prayer, "Lead me from darkness into light," we mean that it is dark because it's unknown. We mean that it is dark because it doesn't have a light of its own. It has only the light that we give to it by our enthusiasm. If we give enthusiasm to life, we get joy from life. By giving love, we receive love. By giving understanding, we find cause for understanding. By giving energy, we receive energy. But everything in the world around us is really, as far as we are concerned individually, a reflection of ourselves. We are, in a very real sense, the center of the universe. The Indian scriptures describe God's consciousness in the universe as center everywhere, circumference nowhere. Center everywhere, circumference nowhere. It's a wonderful description of omnipresence. And this is to say that we, individually, are the center, as far as our own consciousness goes, of the whole universe. Well, but we look outward, away from that center, into the world around us, and seek the reflections rather than the source. And in seeking those reflections, we tend to think that the farther we go into this darkness, the more we will find of these reflections, not realizing that the farther you get away from the source, the more the light dims. And so we go into this world, the unknown, this world of darkness. This world, it isn't darkness in the sense of evil. It isn't darkness in the sense that it's got hatred and pain and suffering and so on. It's only darkness in the sense that it has less and less and less of whatever reality it is that we have basically already inside ourselves. Now, mankind goes not only farther and farther away from his source, thinking that he's finding what he's looking for in this world around him, but also thinking that the more he gets of that world, the more he gets of these little shiny lights, the more he will have of that light that he's seeking. The more things he has to give him pleasure, the more he is going to find joy, not realizing that joy, in a sense, in a very real sense, is like gas, which will expand to fill whatever space is available to it. And if you expand it a great deal, then the number of molecules in any given square or cubic inch will be much fewer than if that same amount of gas is condensed in a small area. And so it is that when people forget the God within themselves, when they forget who and what they really are, then they go further and further into a darkness that they choose, but they choose out of ignorance. They choose out of not knowing what the secrets of life are really all about. But the trouble is that when they go into this darkness, they go away from the joy that they know in their own hearts is their birthright. And because of losing that joy, they suffer. Suffering is not an absolute. Evil is not an absolute. Darkness is not an absolute. All these negativities are really diminutions of that ultimate reality that is our own self. We here in America, probably more than other countries, and yet also it is a phenomenon that we see very strongly in the age in which we are living, are walking as fast as we can, running pell-mell, you might almost say, away from this source within, in the thought that the more we have of things, the more we have of nice shiny cars and refrigerators and television sets, the more we have of material objects, the more happy we will be, because we find that each one of those things satisfies some little desire inside ourselves and reflects back to us the thought that, oh, I'm feeling a little bit less darkness in myself, a little less, bit less pinch of discomfort or whatever by obtaining this object. And so it is that bit by bit we find that our hearts become dry. We find that our lives become empty. And we reach the point where there is something within our own nature that demands a correction. Some people are fortunate enough to know that what it is that they are lacking is their own self. They've lost a grip on themselves. They're fortunate enough to understand that they have lost they've lost touch with the joy of their own being. They've lost touch with God. Some people don't even like the word God anymore because it is tied so much to images in the mind that we cannot really accept as true. We can't accept as true the idea of a God who is like an angry old man, waiting to clap people into prison for eternity for making some little blunder. We can't accept God as some person in this great universe consisting of hundreds of billions of galaxies, that there can be a human form creating it all. We can't think of a God in these anthropomorphic terms, and so we say, oh, there can't be a God. But let us think of God rather as, because Voltaire said, if God didn't exist, it would be necessary for man to invent him. We all need something that tells us what our own highest potential is, what the highest thing we can dream of is, because with that we grow. With that we keep wanting to climb the mountain of hardship toward that goal, without which we all become nothing but lazy and no good human beings. We need something to live up to. We need an ideal to advance toward. We can call that ideal God.